We all know that we're in a housing crisis, and any homes that are being built for our community is most definitely welcomed. Where my struggle is at the moment is that there's moves in Ardscolwira to build the homes that we definitely need. There's talk about signing contracts within the next week or two for Gidor, Igas, Ballanglan and Anigra. Houses that we need, but where I have real struggle with, and I'm asking the public's help with this, is that we had initially started off with a five-bedroom group home. A five-bedroom group home that is badly needed in the Gidor area, that we not alone need one, but we need a number of them, so that people can live independently in the group home with the wraparound service that is needed through the HSE. The HSE has engaged with the council over a period of time and has given a commitment both for Gidor, Igas and Clashfalla and Fulcara. But now I've learned that the contractor has submitted an application to planning to remove the group home and replace it with two-bedroom houses. Now, I'm asking the public to strongly object to this, to write into planning and object. It'll take a couple of minutes of their time to do this. The idea that we're removing a group home from this planning when we know we need far more than one 4 or 5 bedroom group homes in Gidor and in other areas. The one in Fulcara, when the work starts in January, is going ahead to respond. The one in Gidor now has been looked to be removed. This is totally unacceptable. There will be families who are listening to this here who will be absolutely outraged, and more importantly, who will be left very concerned that this isn't going forward if the planning decides to give them the permission to build the two-bedroom apartments. Our need is very clear. We are the public representatives for this area, and the idea that the council now are looking to do a dramatic change in that planning without any consultation with us is not acceptable. The question has to be asked, to whose benefit is this to remove the group home and replace it with two bedrooms? Is this in the financial benefit? Is this a financial benefit to the contractors or to who? Because this certainly isn't to the benefit of the families I represent.